Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Aaron. Today's topic of discussion is not a true crime case or story. I don't even like using that word when in referencing true crime content that isn't nonfiction. Moreover, it is a discussion of media reporting, the etiquette behind such, and of course, the beauty and the beast dynamic that is social media in the midst of it all. For purpose of clarity, this coming audio may not be to taste. I'm sure many of you want a new episode, and I assure you that right now I'm working on episode 9. But I felt compelled to make this. There's so much to say. I'm trying to find the best way to segue into it. I guess I want to preface this with saying I love the true crime community. I've never brushed shoulders with some of the most kind, caring, and considerate group of people on the planet as I have in this community. Even in the simplest of ways that are limited to on Facebook and social media, so many of you share missing persons flyers, news articles, and try your best to push for the victims and the families of heinous crimes. Alas, like in many things, there's a darker side. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't say there has been an occasion where I came across a case that intrigued me so much I had to dissect every little detail, learn as much as I could possibly, and talk about it endlessly with other true crime aficionados. There's a heart within all of us that is drawn to the mystery, lured to the unknown, and fascinated by the darker aspects of the human condition. As a hobbyist, not a journalist, it would be incredibly easy for me to throw caution to the wind, catch the hype train, and hashtag my way to viral prominence. But I can't, not just because it goes against every moral fiber I have in my being, but also there are hearts invested in these cases too, that are not my own. These are the families, the loved ones, friends, the greater encompassing communities who have shared in loss and love, and above all else, have gone through trial and tribulation. These trials can be for real as well. Court proceedings, judicial systems. It's nothing like law and order. Victims don't receive justice in an hour. Families can be dragged through the legal system for years, sometimes decades. Family members who have advocated for their loved ones can pass on before justice can be served. And as we have painfully learned, sometimes justice isn't even served at all. The victims and the families are at the core of it all, aren't they? We in the true crime community who listen or watch true crime content are on the periphery. Not even a mote of dust in the universal hurt of those who have experienced loss due to crime. Cases going viral has been an immeasurable good thing. We are in the age of media, the likes of which 50 years ago was never fathomable. With just a click and a post, and the right set of eyes on a piece of media, it can rocket, shoot to the very top, and people who are in a position to make a difference can see it. And before you know it, we are watching, waiting, gearing up for the gavel to come down, and judgment to pass. But what happens when a piece of media that is just that, a piece, where no credible evidence goes viral? Well then, it's too late to do anything, right? You can't unlight the match or bring back the fire once it's touched the kerosene. Some of you may already be grumbling at this point, knowing exactly what I'm referring to. I'm not going to even get into it. What I'm here to talk about, straight up, is ethics and etiquette. I'm not a journalist. which is liberating in some aspects. But that does not mean I am not held to the same standards or principalities that come along with being a journalist. There is such thing as character defamation. Every person has a right to defend their character, even the dead. Defamation refers to a situation wherein a statement, comment, or publication damages a person's reputation. Character defamation is something any publication, whether you're a major news network or a person who does a podcast, can be prosecuted over. So, to say I have to be careful of this as I research, record, and release my podcast is an understatement. I must vet every piece of information I come across, and to ensure a balanced view can be not only presented by me, the presenter, but can be understood by you, the audience. If I make a bold statement of someone's guilt, even based on other media which have preceded me to state just that, just like them, I have to have a source material, which is a journalist's pocketbook of facts. Facts are what make a story move from fictitious to non-fictitious. It's concrete, affirmed, and therein is provable. Conjecture, theories, and speculation, both wild and tame, is all fun and games, until you tie someone's character down onto it. A person who may have never broken a law in their life can be thrown immediately into the spotlight, and every action they've done since being a toddler is scrutinized. Of course, this is a boisterous exaggeration on my part. I don't have the source material to prove it. I'm just speculating. It's not just defamation. No. Libel falls into it too. This is where a statement which negatively impacts a person's status is published on social media or offline, such as radio or television. These are standards that are not just followed by good journalistic behavior, but of course falls into all aspects of law enforcement and the justice system itself. It is built upon the very foundation that someone is innocent until proven guilty. And of course, if I don't apply any of this to my podcast or my content, what am I doing? Lighting the match and setting the viral wildfires ablaze. My point is that we all have a burden of responsibility online. Whether we practice it or not is an individual decision, but it plays no part in the outcome. Actions have consequences, and words have meaning. I love this community. I've seen resolve in so many that have inspired me on a daily basis, not only to continue to push forward doing this content, but in life in general. But life is about growth, evolution, and most importantly, striving for better. I think we can and will get better. Thank you for listening.